You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amnesty International has released a new report that shows a worrying increase in legislation targeting human rights groups, impacting on their ability to carry out their work. I spoke with Tony Blackett, Executive Director of Amnesty International New Zealand, about the report, first asking him what its main findings were.
I would quite like to start by just reminding your listeners about the background story to this report, if you like, which is that we're talking about community organisations, you know, ordinary, everyday community organisations that could include groups like trade unions, environmental organisations, even social service organisations. Their capacity to form, to organise, to register and operate is being impacted across the world with these pieces of legislation that are impacting on the capacity for community organisations, which are critical organisations for community change, to exist.
And what sort of legislation and crackdowns are we seeing? So how are governments hampering these organisations' abilities to do their work?
There's quite a collection of impacts that are being experienced by organisations around the world. There are 40 pieces of legislation that have been brought forward in the past 2 years. It includes things like there being surveillance of people working within community organisations, ridiculous levels of bureaucracy, bullying tactics, even the threat of prison for some people, impacts on organisations' capacity to raise funds. Without the capacity to raise funds, of course, you have very limited ability to do the work that you're in place to do.
And why do you feel we're seeing this almost crackdown in the past few years?
In the past 2 years, with 40 new pieces of legislation either in place or in the pipeline, we're seeing a definite change. Perhaps it's a commentary on the divisive nature of politics in general around the world today. I guess different people could come to their own conclusions about why.
And what sort of effect on sort of the societies that these human rights organisations and others are working in, what kind of effect are they seeing on the inability for these organisations to do their work properly?
I can give one example close to home in Australia, and perhaps another in India, which is close to my world in terms of impact on Amnesty International. So regulation in Australia prevented security guards and people like doctors and nurses who were working in Manus Island in Nauru to be able to talk about what they were seeing in the Australian resettlement program and the impact on people from that program. Doctors and nurses were prevented from being able to talk about what they were seeing in Nauru and on Manus Island until quite recently. When they regained their voice, that allowed stories that we know all too well of horror that were being seen by these staff on Manus and in Nauru to be shared, which in turn led to the Medivac bill that was passed quite recently, which provides some incremental improvement for people to be able to gain critically important health services from those people affected and held on Manus and Nauru. And then I guess another significant example would be for Amnesty International in India, where their bank accounts were frozen recently. This led to them being required to end the employment for 68 of their staff, which of course has a terrible effect on the capacity of an organisation like Amnesty International to have the human rights impact that is so critically needed for all people in India.
And the report highlights sort of legislation in countries such as Russia, but are we also seeing, I suppose, less overt restrictions being placed in countries that have historically been seen as defenders of human rights?
There are changes that I think you can see from a ripple effect out of Russia that are of concern. I think that if you think of that Australian example, Australia, like New Zealand, is generally considered a human rights respecting state, and I think that you can see that there are changes that are being made in places like Australia that are close to home for us.
And how do you feel this can be combated? What needs to happen in order for governments to, I suppose, lay off?
I would invite listeners to get involved, you know, to jump onto the Amnesty International website and to see the issues that we're working on and engage in the work that we do and other work that they might care about in the community organisations that are close to them. Nobody should be prevented from standing up for human rights or for the other causes that they believe in. And what we're talking about here really is the basic right to associate, a fundamental human right that is seen through the capacity of ordinary people to form small community groups initially that work to support causes that people care about. It's a very important part of community quality.
I suppose just finally, do you expect things to worsen for human rights organisations over the next few years?
I think that what I would say is that, I'm trying to remember the detail of that Margaret Mead quote, where you should never doubt that a small group of committed individuals can achieve significant community change. And I think history shows us that. And I think that there is always hope for all of us to work for the vision that we have of what good quality community looks like over time.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.